exercise change.
In your opinion, what role do you think habits play in making change, and what are some ideas that you might have around how to break and form habits?
Habits are, we are creatures of routine, and we will go back to our default settings, which are our old routines, if we don't have something to replace it with. There is a number banded around that normally it takes a month, a daily of doing something daily, it takes roughly a month to create a new habit.
Right.
And part of that process is realizing what a habit is like in terms of accruing that new habit. Shall I do the cornfield example?
Yeah.
All right. So imagine that you've got an old habit, and your old habit is I come home from work and I sit in front of the fire and I have my glass of wine and I have my nice meal. That's your old habit. And you've been doing it for years. And then you have this new thought, I really ought to go to the gym. That old habit, from an emotional point of view, if you think about a cornfield, it's a well-trodden circle in this cornfield. You can walk around it as many times as you want. It's familiar, it's safe, it's comfortable. And now this new thought is almost like, and now I'm going to create a new path in this cornfield. And this new path, haven't got a clue what it's like, don't know what it feels like. It seems like an awful lot of an effort, but I'm now thinking about it. So the thinking about it, metaphorically, is sort of creating a little opportunity, so it's a little path to a new area. But you haven't done anything with the new area, so the planning that we talked about before is, all right, well, now I'm in this new area, how do I get started? How do I start breaking down this corn? And you can't see the whole loop, you can't see where you're going at this precise moment. All you can see is this whole wall in front of you, and it feels quite intimidating.
Unknown.
So this new habit is, first of all, just to push. And what you might find is that when you push, it pushes back. So what you do temporarily is you go, oh, okay, well, I've tried it a little, and then I'll stop. And what a lot of people do is go, okay, because I didn't succeed in creating my circle the first time, I'm just going to give up. But if you know what you've done is you've created now maybe a foot of your new path. So go back again, another foot, go back again, another foot. Go back again, another foot, and gradually you start to create a new circle. But even when you create the whole new circle, this is now your new habit, you've only done it the whole habit once, and the circle is still narrow, it's still quite hard work, and it's still incredibly tempting to go back to the old one. So one thing that's really important is to be able to understand what creating a habit is like. So once you've gone round once, it's like, okay, I can go back, I may have a break, but I'm now going to do the full circle again. And then I'll do the full circle again. And the more I do the circle, the more comfortable it's going to feel, and the more it's going to feel okay. And the less I go back to my old habit, the corn starts to grow and rise up. So the old habit, the whole old pattern, starts to disappear. And this new habit now becomes your default setting, your normal habit. But that whole process is almost your cognitive side, your reasonable and rational side, taking care of this almost childlike, impulsive bit going, this is no good, it's not going anywhere. And well, no, actually, you have gone somewhere. It's recognising how far you've gone and allowing yourself to say, and it's okay to take a breather, it's all right to take a step back, but how do we move on again another foot?
Yeah,
how do we move on again another foot?
So a great analogy. So a couple of things there is that habit forming shouldn't be looked at as a matter of either I fail or I succeed. There is a huge in-between area, and that is that pushing like you're talking about.
Absolutely, yes. So someone has not done a new habit if they have gone to the gym for a week five times.
Right.
And a lot of people think, well, I've done it for 5 days, so I should be fine. No, all you've done is if you've done maybe 3 feet of your
You've pushed
habit,
a bit.
You've pushed a
you've
bit.
Pushed a bit. So you're saying around a month.
Yeah.
Where you would really start, that new habit would really start to bed in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're doing something really regularly, that cornfield path, if you like, in a month's time, will start to be something that you don't have to push anymore. It will be part of you. It will feel natural. In fact, the weird thing is that with that new habit, once you allow yourself that month settling in period, what you find is that when you stop that habit after a month, you miss it.
Okay.
You actually get a yearning for a craving or a desire to engage in that new habit. That's how powerful that new habit is after a month.
So that month's time is almost like a tipping point between the old and the new habit.
Exactly.
Where going back to the old one would almost become harder than continuing with the new one.
Exactly right. Yeah. And people most of the time don't give themselves enough chance, enough space, and they're not kind enough to themselves. They're not tolerant enough of allowing those little slips, those little breathers. They're not setbacks, they're breathing space.
And all very normal by the sounds of it.
Totally normal.
Mm. Yeah. So the two messages there are stick with something for a month to give yourself a real chance for the habit to bed in, and don't be so hard on yourself if you do have the occasional slip.
Which is why, as we were saying before, it's so important when you set yourself goals that your goals have quite a reasonable high aspiration, but your start point is very, very realistic.
Mm.
And it's, okay, I've done that today, what am I going to do tomorrow, what am I going to do today? And if you have a day off, or even a couple of days off, don't give yourself a hard time, but likewise, don't go, oh, well, it's okay to have 2 days off, so it's okay to have 10 days off. Because that's also going in the opposite direction. That's doing the extreme negative thinking or unhelpful thinking, if you like, in the opposite direction.